Hi guys, it's good to be back here. Alright, so yes, this is still your one and only podcast, okay, Love and Light, and I am Calista. I am delighted to be here. I hope you are too. Alright, so thanks to all those who reposted, all those who sent their messages, all those who said hi. All those who sent their comments, they were really, really helpful. Thank you so much. All those who listened, thanks. I can't believe it. I was astonished. And then I kept asking myself, why haven't I done this all this while? But then, it's not too late, so yeah, we'll get right to things. Alright, so straight to business. For all those who reached out, thank you so much. A couple of people asked a couple of questions, but don't worry. Before I leave today, I would definitely respond to some of your questions. I'll be taking your questions gradually, episode by episode, alright? So yes. Alright, so straight to the business of today. There are two things I generally want to talk about, two main things. First off, I want to talk about something that has been going around. I saw messages from different platforms and it was really distressing, okay, and discouraging to see that people are committing suicide. It was really disheartening knowing that people are giving up and committing suicide. Alright, so I would like to talk about suicide generally. I don't think that there's a reason for anyone to commit suicide. And please, take it from me, alright? I am not being judgmental or anything. I'm speaking from an angle of someone who has been there, alright? But then, no matter what the issue is, no matter what the pressure is, I don't think you have the right to take your own life. No matter what the issue is. Alright, so I would make reference to two different places where I saw or two different stories I heard of people that actually committed suicide recently and what led to my reaction to this. Recently I read a post on Twitter, a post that was trending about a guy who committed suicide over some SAS issue and things like that. And then I saw another post where someone was saying that creatives have been committing suicide. I really must say the suicide rate from or since last year to this point has been distressing. It has really been scary, guys. It's really, really scary seeing people kill themselves. Today you wake up, the next news you hear is also a person committed suicide. Wake up tomorrow, it might just be that you just lost another friend to suicide and all. And then it makes it seem like you don't even know what's happening around you. You saw this person smiling yesterday. Well, this person was so happy, full of life. What happened? I know that feeling. So we'll go right into it, okay? Yeah. Alright, talking about suicide, straight up to it. When we're saying suicide, a whole lot of people have been hearing suicide. You know, we've been seeing a whole lot of posts around and all. Basically, for those who don't understand, I'm just trying to pretend someone doesn't understand, okay? But then, for those who do not understand, basically committing suicide means taking your own life. Taking your own life, and I don't think anyone has the right to take their own life. You didn't create that life. You didn't give yourself life, right? Now, like I said earlier, I'm not being judgmental and I will explain what I mean by that. Now, a whole lot of us go through a whole lot of issues which feels like it's really weighing us down and it's really sad and we can't get through it and no one's listening to us, no one believes what we're saying. And then the next avenue is to commit suicide. Now, for those of you, I've seen quite a number of posts that people see people who have committed suicide or people who threaten to commit suicide, and then the next thing is you're very silly for committing suicide, or why would you take your life? You must be a very stupid person. You have no right whatsoever to judge that person because you have not worked in that person's shoes. Exactly. See, one major fact is mental health is key. We have to learn to protect our mental health. Even the strongest of us fall weak and feel so down sometimes. Even the strongest of us needs help sometimes. Even the strongest of us wish that there was someone we could rely on at times. Okay, sometimes the pressure just gets so much that you feel like you just want to wing it and say, you know what, I give up, I'm tired, I'm done, and that's it. But then some of our adverts on TV, on radio is not helping. Some of our posts on social media can be really depressing. Okay, it can be so draining that you really feel like, what exactly is the media? What exactly are people trying to encourage other people to do? Take for example, you hear that someone committed suicide through taking a sniper. This person drank sniper, so the person killed himself or killed herself, and or this person drank this, and then this person took his or her own life. Okay, and then the next thing is we start making jokes, start making comics, funny threads out of what out of something serious, out of what we've heard about someone or what we've heard that someone actually did. Okay, so yes, that's when we start talking about, oh, the next, what do I feel like drinking right now? I feel like drinking a cold bottle of so drink and maybe some chicken. Take for example, let's pretend that they say malt was a good way to commit suicide. Okay, I don't want to mention brands because that's exactly what I don't want to talk about. Those instruments people use to kill themselves, because that's exactly one of the things I'm criticizing. All right, but then let's take for example, we're saying malt. Let's pretend malt does. And then I suddenly come up and I decide I want to post something funny just for clout chasing or to seem like I'm a very interesting person. Meanwhile, I'm in my bedroom somewhere just seated pressing my phone and all, and everybody's like, yeah, right on, preach. But then whatever you post, you don't know that whatever you do post is creating more danger, more harm to other people who are reading it. For you, you feel that fulfillment like, I don't trend, mad. And then people are retweeting and you're feeling so high and so popular and whatever. But then you're causing damage to some other people. Take for example, you carry a thread and you're like, it's a very, very silly person. A very, very silly. He decided to commit suicide with malt and chicken. Oh yeah, please, let me also get my own chilled bottle of malt. I want to use chips with my own. I'm not using chicken this time. My, you're joking with something very trivial, something very, very sensitive, and you actually forget that everyone was not created the same way. Everyone cannot handle situations the same way. The same way you will react to maybe a particular situation might not be the way another person will react to it. It might hurt that person so much. It might be so damaging. Like I said, you've not worked in that person's shoes, and that person just feels like, you know what, if it seems like there's no way around it, and then the best thing for me to do is take my own life. Now it seems like I'm being so serious. Yeah, there might be times I have to be really serious, because the intention of this whole podcast and all is not just to be funny and joke around and mess around. Times when I have to be deep and say some deep things and be serious and pinch myself also and use, you know, the same pin I'm using to shook everybody right now. Oh yeah, yeah. Talk. I also use it to pinch myself a little, hurt myself a little, so that I would also feel it physically. So, okay, now to the set of people who actually feel like, well, things are not going some certain way, things are really down, things are really bad, I feel like I need to take my own life. Now please listen to me, please. Here's the thing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, you have absolutely no rights, no right whatsoever to take your own life. And it might seem like, Calista, what do you know? Why are you telling us this? Blah blah blah. But then, some actual fact is, take for example, imagine if a couple of years ago, Kalista had taken her life, maybe over whatever issue it is, would there be this podcast? Would you be listening to this podcast? Would I even be recording the podcast? No! Exactly! So there is more to life. Life is so beautiful. But my own tips, because this suicide issue, we are still going to take time to go deep into it, but then definitely it's not today. I just wanted to rant about it for a few minutes. But my own advice for the meantime is, don't take your life, okay? Don't give up. You don't have a right to give up. Keep fighting. You're a fighter. I believe in you. I trust you. Keep fighting, alright? So, have someone you talk to. Have a friend you can confide in. Have someone you can trust. Have a shoulder to lean on. We all need one. We all need somebody to lean on. Alright, so yes, have someone you can lean on, you can rely on. If music helps, please listen to music. If you need to take a stroll, your mind works in some really amazing ways, trust me. Take for example, a bottle of malt is staring right in front of you on your shelf, alright, and then malt is a known killer. Sorry, I'm making reference to malt. I love malt. I don't know why I'm making reference to malt. But then, malt is a known, or whatever drink, let's call it the drink. Kali drink. Alright, so Kali drink is a known killer. And then Kali drink is staring so seductively at you on your shelf. And then your mind starts saying, check out this can. So attractive. So nice. So beautiful. Why don't you open it? Just take a sip. You know, all those things, all those pressure, you know, you can just end it once and all. You know, your mind says some really, really scary stuff, right? But then in such a situation, my dear friend, please stand up, dust your slippers, and run. If you need to work out, leave wherever you are, leave that present environment, please do. If you need to take a stroll, please do. Watch some movies, laugh. If you need to discard that bottle immediately, please do. I want you alive. I want to hear from you. I want to listen to your messages. I want you to say, oh, Kalista, what you talked and discussed in your last podcast was really helpful. It really helped me. Or, Kalista, I've been going through this. I need you to please talk about this. And all. I just want to hear from you. I want to know that someone special is out there listening to me, because I believe you're special. All right. So I just want to know someone special out there is really listening to me and is gaining something from whatever I'm saying. Alright, so that'll be all on this suicide rant and suicide issue. So I will be going to my main topic of the day. Now, down to my main topic of the day. I'll be telling you 15 things I learned, say, in the past 25 years. I've learned over 15 things, so in case you're wondering, like, 15, fancy, buzzbody, keep your mouth out to yourself. But then I'll just be sharing 15 things I learned, 15 amazing things I learned for the past 25 years. Alright, so, number one, first thing I learned is, there are no permanent friends, alright? There are no permanent friends. Over the years, I've learned that you can't have friends permanently. They say there are no permanent friends, they are permanent enemies, but then I still don't believe that. Do you believe that even those who you supposedly think are your enemies could become your friends? Yes. Well, we call them frenemies, but then they could really be, they could have your interest at heart than even those who you call your friends. All right, so Yoruba has the saying that something like that. Pardon me, my Yoruba is work. But then if you know the right thing, just say it to your head. As I'm saying, you just tell yourself the correct thing in your head. Don't worry, I'm there with you in spirit. Well, then basically what it simply means is children, let's say 20 children cannot play with each other for 20 years. No, it's not possible. Some will move on. Some might decide they found someone better. Some might decide that they are moving on to greener pastures. Some might still remain with you. You might not just be close with some anymore. Some might die along the way, which is the bitter truth and is the hard fact of life.
You lose some friends, you win some. Or I saw there are no permanent friends. Another thing I learned is family is more than those close to you. Now when you say family, family is not just your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your cousin, blah blah blah, extended nuclear, you know, the things we learned in school. Some friends or some people even outside prove themselves to be family, prove themselves to be to have your best interest at heart at all times. You know, those people that if we say, oh yeah, get ready to carry bottles and break bottles on your behalf and say, what? Why did you touch my friend? I will not accept these. We are going down. But then, you know, basically, someone that is always there for you, someone that always has your back. I call them my ride or leave. We're not ride or die, man. We're not ready to die yet. So ride or leave, any day, anytime. And I have mine. Okay. So yes, I hope you have yours. Have your ride or leave. But in case you don't have, you can just leave me your ride or leave. All right. So number three is while eating, keep your mouth closed. While eating, always learn to keep your mouth closed. Now, simply explain that to you. That's just really simple. When you're planning something, when you're about to achieve something, when you want to do something, keep quiet about it. It's not everything you reveal. It's not, I tell you, do you know that I want to do this? Oh, Toby, do you know that I want to do this? Stella, hi! Oh, I just planned, I just received it from US. I just filled it and I decided I want to school there. Shut up. Sorry, I had to tell you to shut up, but really, shut up! It's not everything you tell everyone. When you're eating, keep your mouth closed. It's part of table manners. While you're eating, shut up. Eat your food, chew it gently, enjoy it, savour it. Please, when the food digests and it starts showing in your body and your body's growing, people obviously see that you're eating a good meal, alright? But then, it's not in the process that you have to divulge your information to people. When it becomes success, people would definitely see it with their own eyes, and I'm scolding myself too because I do that sometimes. All right, so another thing is check your circle from time to time. Now this is in two ways. One, check your friends, check them, are they fine, are they all right, call them, say hi, talk to them, deep talks, just be sure they're fine. Sometimes even people with the people who are full of life, people who smile the most, people who seem to be the life of the party and all, literally die inside. Okay, so check your friends from time to time. And secondly, the second phase is check your circle from time to time. Just be sure this circle, these people that I'm moving with, okay, are they helping me? How are they helping me? Does it seem like I'm getting anything positive from them? Like, am I improving mentally, physically, psychologically? Am I a better version of myself? Or they are all pulling me backwards? Think about it. Do you want to be where you were last year, last 2 years? Or you want to make some moves, take some steps ahead? If you do, check your circle. Who do you need to weed out? Who do you need to keep? Who do you need to add? Alright? So, a tree can never make a forest. Yeah? A tree can never make a forest. You can never be alone. Make friends. Have a shoulder to lean on. Have someone who cares about you, who you care about, someone who you can trust. Basically, and when I'm saying this, I'm not saying this relationship-wise. You can have good friends. Okay, you can have people who you can just rely on at any day, any time, any point in time. You can say, oh, Rochelle, how you doing? I hope you're fine. Is there anything you want to talk about? You know, just be there for someone and let someone be there for you. And then one thing I realized is so many of us who tend to be there for someone are not used to letting people also reciprocate that feeling to us. We just like to show, alright, I'm here for you, you can rely on me. But then when people want to reciprocate, we're on back. But then you need to allow someone also show you that love you give back, okay? Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, it took me a long time to learn that, in the sense that I was trying to love my neighbor more than myself. Well, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but then it's still a bad thing to
It's love your neighbor as yourself. Don't do more than yourself. At the same time, don't be selfish. Treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated, okay? Act towards your neighbor the way you want them to act towards you. Don't overdo, okay? You're not trying to impress anybody. Don't go out all the way. If you know somebody, you might not go out all the way. Unless you're doing it from a really pure act and you're not expecting anything in return. But then, don't turn to love. Okay, I want to cite an example. Now, there was a point in my life where, imagine if, just for clarification's sake, I love to exaggerate a lot. So imagine I only do have one heart, alright? And then they say, oh, someone is dying, someone needs a heart. She's your friend, she really needs a heart. Oh my god, what are we going to do? She's dying! She's really dying! Save her! And then I'm like, well, come and take my heart. Don't worry. I'll live without her heart. Oh my god, take the heart. Save her, please. Save her. One, I'm not considering the fact that if my heart is taken, what do I want to keep living with? What will be pumping blood and oxygen? So, okay, in case I missed that, I'm not a science student, so please don't yab me. Thank you. But then really, that's me being selfish to myself too. Yes, I'm trying to love my neighbor, but then I'm loving my neighbor more than myself. Now, if you can do something within your reach to help someone, please do. But then, sometimes, you have to also show yourself the same love you show other people. Now, I'm not saying be selfish to people. I'm saying the same capacity of love. And that depends on something also. Do you love yourself? Auntie, uncle, do you love yourself? If we are saying show love to your neighbor, and you yourself, you don't love yourself, please, how do you want to show your neighbor love? How? So please, love yourself. Now that brings me to protecting your mental health. Please protect your mental health. Learn to protect your mental health. It's really important. If you need to stay away from people, if you need to smile more, laugh more, if you need to spend that last 1k in your account, so do something that will make you happy at the moment. My brother, it go be. Do it, have fun, laugh, smile, enjoy yourself, take your mind off whatever worries. Anybody that is spreading negative vibes, just say, what do we say to the king of negative vibes? Not today. Not today. Alright, so yeah, let go. Life is too short. Whatever it is bothering you, whatever the issue is you're stressing about, just let go. Just forgive, let it go. Something that will matter in the next 1 month, 2 months, 1 year. Why are you stressing about it? Something you're not capable of handling or dealing with yourself. Please don't stress about it. Just let it go, okay? Alright, so another thing is, whatever you have to do, do it right and quick. And this is also to myself, alright? Whatever you have to do, whatever I have to do, I will learn to do it right and do it well and do it quick. Now, this podcast I ought to have done a long time ago, but then I kept postponing, so. And then the reactions and the comments and the love and everything from yesterday made me realize that maybe if I had started sooner, maybe this would really have gone a long way to help so many people. But then I would rather do it now and not regret. So yes, do it right, do it quick, and do it well. Okay, I said I was gonna say 15, but it seems like my podcast is getting long. And then I recall that people kept complaining yesterday that, oh my god, this podcast is long. But then, okay, I get you, I understand. The remaining 5, we would continue and we will talk about them on the next episode. Alright, so for those who asked a couple of questions, I will really answer real quick. First of all, I am not married and I am not engaged. Necessary searching, thank you. And also, yes, please, you can send the trailer of iced tea. To those bakers that listened to this podcast yesterday, I am in shock. You listened and you did not send me the cake. God knows your door number. God knows your house address.
All right, so thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I had so much fun. Please, let's protect our mental health. Let's try to stay happy. Check on your friends. Check on your family. Check on yourself. Okay? Do what is right. Love yourself. Thank you so much to everyone who sent messages. Thanks to those who reposted. I love you all so much from the deepest part of my heart right now. I wish you all could see. Alright, but then I love you so much. So much. Thank you for always being beautiful. And I'm sending lots of love and lots of light your way. Until we meet again. Bye.
Hey girl, I just want to say that I love listening to your podcast. It was really interesting getting to know all of your likes and your dislikes. And plus, you're really funny too. Like, honestly, I smiled all the way through. You're very funny. I just want to send you some love and light all the way from the UK. And I look forward to hearing your next one.